100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. As Haiti is embroiled in gang violence, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis upping patrols along his state's coastline to block Haitian migrants coming to the state by boat.
The border has been a huge issue. So in Florida, we're going to continue to do everything we can.
Amid the violence in Haiti, some 1.4 million people on the verge of famine. Israel's war cabinet approving a plan to begin the country's assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians have sought refuge since the war began. The CDC sending help to local officials in Chicago as it's one of a number of areas dealing with a measles outbreak. Federal health officials say there have been 58 cases in 17 states so far this year. That matches last year's total, and it's only March. Voters in Russia heading to the polls for a second day of voting in a presidential election that's sure to give Vladimir Putin 6 more years in power. He's running unopposed as he's cracked down on dissent during his nearly 25 years in power. This is ABC News. The suspect arrested in the murder of a pregnant Amish woman in Pennsylvania making a court appearance on Friday.
In court Friday, the man suspected of murdering a pregnant Amish woman. 52-year-old Sean Cranston is accused of killing 23-year-old Rebecca Byler and her unborn child inside her home near Spartanburg, Pennsylvania on February 26. Byler had suffered head and neck wounds when her husband and a family friend found her in the living room. The motive unclear. A district judge at a preliminary hearing deciding if there's enough evidence to support the charges against Cranston. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Prosecutors in Albuquerque, New Mexico, wrapping up their case against an Afghan refugee facing charges that he gunned down a man in 2022 in what prosecutors say turned out to be the first of three ambush-style killings involving members of the Muslim community. Mohammed Syed was arrested after authorities issued photos of a vehicle believed to be involved in the killings. He's been held without bonds on three counts of murder since his arrest in August 2022. He's denied responsibility. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Here's the updated forecast for southwest Wisconsin from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly and mostly cloudy, blustery today. A west-northwest wind 15 to 30 will top off at 52. Partly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, a low of 24. On Sunday, your St. Patrick's Day. Variably cloudy, breezy, and chilly with a high of 37. Sunday night, 19, partly cloudy. And then Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, still cool with a high of 38.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave room through the night that our flag was still
to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning. Simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse. You can make a request. Just some general chit-chat. Maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, They'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
And there you have it, folks. Well, you'll never see one of those unicorns. Time to get the old Irish up as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. 2024 coming up tomorrow. We'll have some nice Irish tunes all day long today. Here's one going out to Zoggy, hanging out and joining us today. The Everly Brothers.
Bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with accounting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye
I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way, love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day, it's a getting closer. Going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Feel. I love fucking thing, you. Yeah. Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly legs, pretty face, and ponytail hanging down. Wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. It gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, what, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Well, I what? Do I what? Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. How am I? But honey, you know what I like. Chantilly legs, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a waffle, a giggle and a toss. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long big goose. Like a, oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late? You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby. You know what Jerry Lee likes. Chantilly legs, pretty face, ponytail hanging down. A wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. Nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, whoa, baby, that's what I like. Woo! Honey, you tearing me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You're yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like. Chantilly, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a waffle, a giggle and a doggy, through the nigga, 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 through the world around. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, I spend my money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a...
I've never felt so alone. Tomorrow I'll wake up still lonesome. 'Cause things have spoken.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse. You can make a request. Just some general chit-chat. Maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Well, the State Boys Tournament continues at the Kohl Center in Madison. Looking back at how we got to championship Saturday, on Thursday, it was St. Thomas More in Division III with a win over Prescott 68-45. The other D3 semifinal, Lakeside Lutheran, a 57-55 win over Keel. Two Division IV semis played on Thursday. It was Kenosha St. Joseph 46-37 over Marathon, and Mineral Point advanced against Aquinas 62-61. Yesterday's finals in Division 5 semifinal action, Columbus Catholic over Kwisalon Springs 78-65, and Abundant Life a 42-37 win over Almond Bancroft. Division 2 semifinals, Wisconsin Lutheran 56, Nicolet 54, and it was an 89-69 Pewaukee win over West Salem. In quadruple overtime, Arrowhead downed Nina 99-95 in D1 semis. The other Division 1 semifinal, Marquette University over Kettle Moraine 67-60. That sets today's matchups starting at 11:05 a.m. It will be the Division 5 state championship as Abundant Life will face Columbus Catholic. Division 4, the 13-1 Pointers of Mineral Point tip off at 1 o'clock today. They'll face Kenosha St. Joseph in the D4 state championship. Division 3, Lakeside Lutheran and St. Thomas More. Division 2, Wisconsin Lutheran takes on the 10-2 Pewaukee team. And wrapping it up at 8 o'clock tonight, Arrowhead and Marquette University will battle for the Division 1 state championship. A.J. Storr scored a career-high 30. Stephen Krall put 19 in. And number 5 seed Wisconsin beat number 4 Northwestern 70-61 in quarterfinal play of the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin now advances to play the top seed and third-ranked national Purdue Boilermakers in the semifinals today. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills. A modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I told Mary about it. I told her about a great sin. Mary cried and forgave me. and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't wanna be, and I don't wanna see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, laugh on me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides. You bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
None of your friends come near you. They've given up trying to steer you, because you're turning away from love.
ladies and gentlemen, it's your weekend wake up at 5:33. We're at 43 degrees. Adam Hess and Crystal Gale. She's the talented one. I'm the one just doing some yip-yapping for your wake up. Hope you got a great weekend planned. St. Paddy's Day coming up tomorrow. And we'll have some more Irish tunes as we move through your day today. At 6 o'clock, we'll have a weather update, a news update from ABC, and farm news as well. All right, circling, encompassing, if you will, the top of the 6 o'clock hour this morning. Here's the late Doug Supernaw, a Star-Spangled Celebration memory.
One lone star waving in the wind. A longhorn standing proud behind a rusty barbed wire fence. Cowboy hats, hearts that never bend. But I was born and raised a Texan, and will be till the end. As I travel down that blue bonnet highway, well, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man. And I know that I live and die my own way, somewhere between the red. Two old boots, dusty, worn and stained, by the oil fields and the ranches, and the blood that fell like rain. From heroes' hearts fought to change our name. Tejas to Texas, where the Lone Star proudly waves. And as I travel down that blue bonnet highway, well, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man. And I know that I live and die my own way, somewhere between the red and Rio Grande.
Fate should have made you a gentleman.
wife. Amanda, the light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife.
That's Waylon Jennings on Country and Community, his classic, and Amanda. It is now 5:40. We're at 42 degrees.
WRCO.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to farm families is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, Saturday night, we'll have Those Were the Days, followed by Irish Singing with Joanne Krulotz.
My wild Irish rose.
Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, it's WRCO's Those Were the Days. Join us for some classic rock and roll of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop and park for a time in 1975. Time Rock and Roll on Saturday night is sponsored in part by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Turbos in Hub City, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Those were the days, classic rock and roll and trivia Saturday night. I hope you'll join us.
Hey, don't forget, kids, you can find me on the old Facebook. We can interact, and it's simple. Just search for Civic Media Adam. Be sure to like and subscribe or follow whatever buttons you have available. This is an Irish request from the Civic Media Adam Facebook profile. we're having fun this morning, kids.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood a shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before he could shout, O'Leary, look out, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, for goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume? Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said, who drunk me drink? I lay him in his tomb. Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before you could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight. He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, that Clancy,
oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, boom.
You know, what's that saying on St. Patrick's Day?
The most beautiful sight you ever did see when Clancy lowered the boom.
Everyone is Irish on St. Patty's Day coming up tomorrow. Hope you have a great weekend planned. Weather-wise, it's going to be pretty decent for the middle of March. 5:46, we are rocking through your weekend wake up with T.T. Travis Tritt. You got to put some drive in your country.
Please don't country classics. Like Roy Acuff and George Jones. Lord, I love to hear 'em sing all them old time country songs. But I really got excited about the time I turned 15. That's the first time I heard Waylon and old Bo Seifert sing. They put some drive in their country that really turned me on. Yeah, put some drive in your country. I keep country driving on. When the music gets you moving, you know that can't be wrong. Every time I hear that outlaw stuff on my car radio, it makes me want to drive it just as fast as it'll go. Put some drive in your country. Keep country driving on. We played some shows in Atlanta on Sunday afternoons. The gigs were packed and I was nervous, 'cause I wanted folks to like my tunes. Crowds were full of younger people, they were all about my age. So I turned and told the band, before we walked on stage, put some drive in your country, fellas. We turned those people on. Oh, yes, we did.
country. I ain't trying to put it down, but damn, I miss Dwayne Allman. I wish he was still around to put some drive in the country. Keep country driving on.
In my humble opinion, one of the most underrated performers in the country music scene for the 1990s, Stacy, that one is for you today. Yeah, you gotta put some drive in that old country. How can you do that? Well, you know, come up with older women and faster horses and let Tom T. Hall tell you all about it.
Was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hips. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to save prosperity, and buffalo chips is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, you are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money. Well, I was disillusioned, if I say the least. I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will readily affirm, son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey.
WRCO. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today. This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A lot of the focus for corn remains on weather in South America. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk tells Brownfield that forecasts for Brazil in the month of April look dry during some key phases of development.
Some of the extended forecasts are relatively dry for April. That added, we're watching the Brazilian futures markets down there to see how they react. But also, they've had a period of hot weather here, and myself included, I might have been too early to dismiss that concern a little bit. But, Brazilian contacts are saying that, that January planted corn is starting to hit some pollination right now, and that could be creating some issues there. So something to keep an eye on. It's definitely supported.
Toy says that lower second crop yields for Brazil would probably be a positive for U.S. producers.
Well, it actually, it'd be more competitive. It'd mean that there would be better U.S. corn exports in that July, August, September time period. It would also mean that we'd probably see, if there's an issue in South America, the Brazilian crop, it may be enough to spook the Chinese into, buying more cargoes out of the U.S. just in case that Brazilian crop is smaller than expected.
And for soybeans, Toy says that Chinese buyers aren't the only ones paying attention to U.S. prices. Brazilian farmers are as well.
Well, they're in the throes of harvest. When prices were in the low $11, the Brazilian farmer wasn't happy and they weren't selling anything. But, since we've had this rally, the Brazilian farmer has increased their selling. There was talks that, big selling this week, kind of culminating things, but I think that's part of the reason the beans have rallied is that when we're in the low $11, when we're looking at the markets and the relative value of things is, low $11, there is value there for the Chinese buyer, but there's no incentive for the Brazilian farmer to sell. So, the market function, lack of a better term, more buyers than sellers, put us to bottom in the low $11 range. Now, whether the question is if we're going to trade above 12 very much, remains to be seen, but at least we know in the upper $11, the Brazilian farmer is willing to engage sales here.
Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was a moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place Thursday and Friday. For the week, live deals in the South were at $186, a dollar higher than the previous week's business. Live deals in Nebraska ranged from $187 to $190, well above the prior week's business. Dress deals for the week ranged from $294 to $301. That's steady to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says while numbers were down a bit at sale barns throughout the state, it was another solid week of business.
Demand is way outpacing supply right now, especially on those grazing type calves. I talked to several buyers this week that they pretty much just told me they had orders to buy them. Price wasn't relevant. We sure seen some wide, crazy price spreads around the state this week. A lot of the cattle, of course, have already been marketed, especially those lightweight ones, and we haven't quite got into full swing of the new crop last fall calves yet. So once you get under like 550 pounds, there wasn't very many big drafts of cattle throughout the state. A lot of, 5-10 head bunches that come through. And some of those, we had some light five weights this week that had a top of like 384 on 8 head, The average price on those light five weights in the state this week, 331. So that's really good. About the biggest draft we had of five weights was an exception to everything I said just a while ago. It was 100 head of real nice little steers that went through northeast Missouri, averaging 518 pounds, and they sold for 342. We had some light four weights that, surpassed the $4 a pound mark this week. When we look at some six weights, I had 97 head. That was about the biggest draft of them, 6 1/4 at 296.
Thanks, Tony. Wrapping up, we'll take a quick look at the USDA's weekly feeder pig report. Early wean pigs were steady to $2 per head lower. Feeder pigs were steady. Demand was good for a good offering. The weighted average for early wean pigs was $56.68. And the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $92.68. For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin,
a Civic Media station. ABC.